In this bulletin, political leaders enter a Good Friday campaigning armistice ahead of Wednesday's first official election debate. Ukraine's president says 14,000 people have died in fighting in the country's east since 2014. In sport, Olympic bronze medalist Owen Wright reaches the quarterfinals of the Bells Beach Pro in World Surf League. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam El-Red. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has kicked off Good Friday at a church service in Melbourne's West, where the local sitting Liberal holds the electorate by a thread. Mr. Morrison and Chisholm MP Gladys Liu attended the Good Friday service at a Baptist church in Glen Waverley as the PM prepares to tour Melbourne for the day. Ms. Liu holds Chisholm by 0.57%, with the seat considered a key target of both major parties at the upcoming election. Meanwhile, Labour leader Anthony Albanese is due to attend a church service in Sydney's West. Leaders have promised a campaigning detente for Good Friday, with both expected to be back on the road for Easter Saturday. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says 14,000 people have died in fighting in Ukraine's east since 2014. Before Russia's 24th of February invasion, Moscow-backed separatists had been battling Ukraine in the Donbass since 2014. The same year, it seized Crimea. President Zelensky says that the world's lack of response to that conflict implied to Russia that they can afford this large-scale war.
14,000 people have died as of today, since the beginning of the conflict in Donbas. How did the world respond to it? The question has remained rhetoric. But it's because of this that they, Russia, decided that they can afford this large-scale war.
He said the Donbas has been a focus for Russia, and now troops are destroying it as if they wanted only stones left without any people at all. Ukraine's leader also called for tougher sanctions against Moscow in light of the consequences of its invasion. Russia's flagship war vessel Moskva has sunk. Ukrainian officials say their forces hit the Black Sea missile cruiser, while Russian authorities maintain that an unexplained fire on board was the cause. The loss of the warship would be a major military and symbolic defeat for Moscow as its troops regroup for a renewed offensive in eastern Ukraine after retreating from much of the north. The U.S. was unable to confirm Ukraine's claims of striking Moskva, but U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says it is a big blow for Russia.
This is their flagship, the Moscow, and they have now been forced to admit that it has been badly damaged, and they've had to kind of choose between two stories. One story is that it was just incompetence, and the other was that they came under attack, and neither is a particularly good outcome for them.
The man charged with opening fire on a subway train in Brooklyn and injuring 10 people has been refused bail. Prosecutors say Frank James terrified all of New York City after he unleashed smoke bombs and dozens of bullets in a train full of morning commuters. Mr. James was charged with a federal terrorism offense that applies to attacks on mass transit systems, but authorities say there's currently no evidence linking him to terror organizations. His attorney has asked the public not to prejudge him.
We are all still learning about what happened on that train, and we caution against a rush to judgment. Initial press and police reports in cases like this one are often inaccurate. Mr. James is entitled to a fair trial, and we will ensure that he receives one.
To surfing, Australian Owen Wright's quest to avoid the World Surf League's mid-season cut has continued with the Olympic bronze medalist reaching the quarterfinals of the Bells Beach Pro. Wright has come out on top in a tense round of 16 heat against Nat Young on Friday, totaling a 16.4 out of 20 to eliminate the American and reach the final eight. It's already the Aussie's best result of the year as he battles to improve his lowly ranking before the tour field is cut to 24 after the next stop at Margaret River in WA. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 29 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 28 degrees. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 25. Hobart, showers easing, 21 degrees. Canberra, mostly sunny, 23. Wollongong, similar conditions, 24 degrees. Sydney, mostly sunny, also 24. Newcastle, possible shower, 25. Brisbane, a shower or two, 26. Cairns, a shower or two, 30. And Darwin, mostly sunny, 35 degrees.